Hi, I'm Justin Parker, Practice Director at Upper Edge, and I have responsibility for our IT cost optimization service offering. On this podcast, I want to spend a few moments talking about the importance of an IT cost optimization framework. To truly be successful at optimizing your IT cost optimization efforts cannot be seen as one-time events. They must become an established part of your DNA. It's got to be just what you do on an ongoing basis. Thus, having a framework to execute these programs becomes exceedingly important. Earlier this year, I presented this topic in one of our IT cost optimization webinars and would like to share an excerpt of that webinar for you now.
We thought it really important to focus on the framework for success. And so what we have on the slide here is the framework that Upper Edge leverages when delivering cost optimization programs or advising clients on their cost optimization program. And what I'd call your attention to is there are many of you listening in that likely have a framework that looks fundamentally similar to this. So there's no magic in the framework itself as it's depicted graphically. And if you don't have a framework that looks something like this, you can easily call your local consulting provider and they'll gladly provide you one that you can leverage. But if most organizations have a framework, or if they don't have a framework, could easily obtain one, then why aren't more organizations successful in their cost optimization efforts? And in our experience, there's one simple truth we've identified, and it's the framework will not define your success, but how you execute within that framework absolutely will. And so instead of going through the ins and outs of the detailed steps of each of the phases we have depicted before you, what we thought would make most sense is to really focus on a few areas that, if done right, will definitely put you on the path and increase your opportunity of being successful with your cost optimization effort. And the first, and probably the most important, is to see your framework or your cost optimization efforts as not a one-time event. To truly be successful, cost optimization has to become part of your DNA. It's got to be just what you do on an ongoing basis. And if you look at it that way, you're going to get some key byproducts. The first is you're going to be prepared. So whether it's a normal circumstance or it's a pandemic, you already have a set of opportunities. You've already got business alignment on how to identify those opportunities, decision them, and execute them. You just move forward and continue executing against those. The other benefits you're going to obtain is the potential for enabling your strategic programs in addition to optimizing your cost. And probably most importantly, you have the ability to identify ways to enhance the value you're receiving from your suppliers. And what I'd leave you with on this particular point is where I'm advising clients today is to view their negotiation as not a one-time event, but the negotiation actually starts long before you ever knew you needed something from that vendor. So I would challenge each of you to think through, what are you doing today to put yourself in a position to make an ask tomorrow? The second focus that we want to have on is really, you want to look at the model and focus on rapid execution. And you don't want to look at the assess and analyze phase as analysis paralysis, going through every single vendor agreement for the next 4 to 6 months, evaluating the market, doing SWOT analyses, et cetera. You really want to look at this as a means to an end and be very rapid. Identify the target opportunities and move through them. And so what you really want to view this as, each aspect of the model must be operating concurrently at all times. So as you are executing against opportunities, you're still assessing and analyzing and identifying new opportunities, aligning on them, and quickly moving them into the plan, redefining and reanalyzing the plan, and keeping the execution moving forward. So in reality, the only time your framework should operate linearly is the first time you execute within it. And lastly, there are going to be a few challenges that, regardless of your maturity in doing cost optimization efforts, or if this is the first time you're doing it, you need to strive to overcome. The first is executive alignment. And generally, a lot of the opportunities you're going to identify are going to be seen too provocative, or there are going to be concerns around how the vendor may perceive you and or how the vendor relationship may be impacted by the opportunity that you are executing against. In the world that we live in today of layoffs, furloughs, and bailouts, what was considered too provocative 3 months ago is going to seem fairly realistic today. And I would leave you with, a vendor will never say yes to an ask you don't make. Okay? And now the second challenge you're going to want to overcome is asking yourself, do you have the intestinal fortitude to see these opportunities through to the end? Or will you allow the vendor to leverage your emotions, inserting fear, uncertainty, and doubt in your decision-making process, ultimately, again, tipping the scales in their favor? And so what this really highlights is the importance of a compelling and aligned message that will allow you to instill confidence in the opportunities you've identified and how you are executing against them. But where we want to really focus in on now is the importance of the assess and analyze phase has to the overall cost optimization program. It is now the most important component when we're speaking to clients and advising clients, because this is where you're going to identify the opportunities, where you're going to obtain alignment, and actually where the foundation for your story will be developed. And so thus, we'd like to focus in a bit more detail on the assess and analyze phase. And we're going to focus on it from two specific viewpoints. First, what is the decision framework to drive the right decision at the right time? And then secondly, how do we use the assess and analyze phase to craft the appropriate message? And when you're thinking from the decision framework standpoint, you're moving left to right. And to conduct the baseline assessment, you're identifying an opportunity. And then you're assessing the levers that bring that opportunity to life, whether they be commercial, operational, competitive, or a combination of multiple levers that are going to bring that opportunity to life. But once you've identified the opportunity and the associated levers, it's going to be really important to rationalize that opportunity, looking at across three specific dimensions: value, risk, and the time and effort. So really answering the question, what value am I going to receive for the risk that I am going to incur and the time and effort I'm going to have to expend to realize it? Answering a very simple question, is the juice worth the squeeze? And it's going to be important to look at it this way because it's going to help you identify the right opportunities and drive the decision-making and when you need to execute against that opportunity. But more importantly, to make that assessment, you've got to start from the beginning and obtain internal alignment on three things specifically. What are your objectives? Essentially, what are you hoping to accomplish? Risk tolerance. What are you willing to accept? What are you not willing to accept? And then looking internally and taking a very hard assessment of your internal capacity and capability. Do you have the right resources? And do you have enough of them? And so when you do those, it's going to help you get your organization aligned to make timely decisions and then begin the execution process beyond that. And then when it comes to developing the message or developing the story, the baseline assessment is the perfect foundation for helping you understand the interdependencies between your goals and objectives, your programs and initiatives, your budgets, forecasts, savings targets, and the overall supplier relationships and how those come together. Because what you want to be able to establish is a broad message to the entirety of your supplier base, and then tailoring that message specifically for the supplier targets where your optimization efforts are going to be directed.
Thank you for listening and hope you found this insightful. Please feel free to check out my other content at upperedge.com. Have a great day.